Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Us having this podcast either is not helping the situation.
No, we're just making it worse. I feel like now I'm going to die single because nobody wants to be with me. Because everybody's like, I already got a girl. I'm
like
single.
Me.
Chat to me.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to episode 18 of Friends Are Benefits.
You already know
I'm
what's
here
up.
With OT. You already know what it is.
Slim T. Hey, finally, you call me by my nickname.
You've been bugging
finally,
me about it.
For the first time, it sticks.
Because you've been bugging me about it. Now I don't even know what to do. So I'm just going to call you OT for the podcast. Otherwise,
that's what's up.
It's not going to run. Anyways.
That's what's up.
So, you probably know this actress, Gabrielle Union.
Mm-hmm.
Gabrielle Union says she felt comfortable with cheating on her first husband since she paid all the bills.
Wow.
So, if you pay all the bills, you have the right
to cheat.
You gotta cheat.
My God, bro. Fear woman. Fear woman.
Excuse me.
Because she paid the bill, yeah. She feels like she has the right to cheat. So is that the reason why men cheat then? Because we pay the bills.
That's what she's saying.
She's basically saying like whoever pays the bills in the relationship has the right to cheat. The thing is, yeah, she saw him as a pussy. Because
a
she was the one that was taking care of the bill.
Yeah.
Like she didn't even feel like she has the right to respect him.
Yeah.
As her husband, because she was
she
the one.
She didn't think it was unnecessary.
She felt like she was the one with the big balls in the relationship and he was not the one.
Yeah.
So because of that, she thought it was going to be okay to cheat on him. That can't run, man. That can't run. But at the same time, like, being the guy, yeah, how do you let a woman, like, take care of the bills?
I think that's the moment, like, she got famous. Like, when she was together with him, that's when, like, her career blew up.
Yeah.
Maybe. And then they were living, like, a different lifestyle. That's what I'm expecting it was.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
exactly.
There was, like, the different, like, they switched careers.
Yeah.
And they switched, like, who's the breadwinner in their marriage.
Yeah, like, they probably, like, switched the environment that they were living at. Maybe at first they were living at, like, a regular house or, like, an apartment. And then she got famous. They moved into a big house.
Yeah.
And then he still had the same job that he had. So then he could obviously not take care of the mansion and whatever. So that's the reason why she had to take over the bills.
Mm.
If that's the case, then it makes sense.
If that's but then the cheating don't make no sense.
The cheating,
because you're paying the bills.
Yeah, I mean, she also needs to understand, like, he didn't sign up for that. If that's how it went down, he didn't sign up for like, the big house and whatever. Because,
for her to be
because,
the breadwinner.
Because, like, you guys were already good, like, where you were at. If, like, at first he was the one taking care of the bill, and then she exploded, and then she started taking care of the bills, then you can't really blame that on him, because that's not his fault.
Yeah.
You know, it's not his fault that you blew up. And obviously, he's not going to take the responsibility of paying for everything that comes, like, after you become famous. Because if he could do that, he would have already done that since the beginning.
Anyways.
I don't see how that goes.
I thought that was just a crazy story.
Yeah.
Because I guess you're allowed to cheat if you're paying the bills. Now to the next one. Mm. We're just going to go to crazy people's relationship, basically.
All right, cool.
Yeah. This is a video slash Yeah, for the audio listeners, it's going to be an audio.
I know I said I would never do this, but we're going to try and explain our dynamic to you guys.
So basically, we're best friends in the entire world.
And we're always going to live together.
Forever and ever.
And we do sleep with one another.
A lot.
And neither of us will ever date anyone else.
Heck no.
And we're not dating.
No, of course not.
Did we get engaged?
Yes, we did.
Do we believe in marriage?
Why would we?
We thought about doing a friendship ceremony instead so that all of our friends can see how much we care about one another.
Yep.
And it'll be like a big 3-day music festival. You guys are all invited, you know, if you want to go.
Ooh.
What else should they know?
Oh,
would I be mad if he ever got a girlfriend? Again, neither of us would ever date someone else.
Not in the plans. I don't like dating women.
Yeah, and I do love dating women, however.
Just to clarify, I also don't like dating men. It's like...
What the fuck was that?
What the fuck was that?
That didn't make no goddamn sense, bro. So they're fucking with each other.
Yes.
They can see other people.
They live together. They're best friends.
They do all of that, but they're just best friends. Yeah, man.
You are in a relationship.
Cut it out, bro. Cut it out. Cut it the fuck out.
What are they talking about?
They're not making no sense. Is that the future of relationships? People just living together?
No, but she said he's not allowed to date anybody else. Like, they're not going to date nobody else ever.
Mm.
So make it make sense.
It doesn't.
Make it make sense.
Yeah. Nah, that doesn't make no goddamn sense, bro.
Because at first, like, when she started talking, I'm like, oh, no, they're just best friends that live together.
Yeah, yeah.
But then she went on saying, ah, they get engaged. Yeah, they fuck one another, this and that. And they won't date other people.
Engaged as well.
They got engaged in the past. But then they were like, oh. And then they were like, and then she asked them, like, oh, do we believe in marriage? And he said, no. He's like, why would I? And I'm like, you guys got engaged.
Yeah, they're not making no sense. I don't know who they're trying to hide it from. Like, who do they not want to know that they're together? You know what I mean?
But you letting the whole world know that you guys are fucking living together and also gonna have this ceremony.
Yeah.
Ceremony, she called it.
Fucking hell. Basically.
Like an event.
Yeah.
Of celebrating each other's love. That's marriage, babes. And they said that we're gonna be forever together. That's marriage. Marriage?
They're married, but they don't even know it.
They don't want to admit it. I'm confused. Yeah. I'm confused into the earth that we live in right now.
There's a lot of questions I have about that. We need to get them on this podcast and see where their minds are at.
I think she's too famous for us. She's like a TikTok famous girl.
Who is it?
Her name is Salah? I don't know.
No, I never heard of her before.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't make no goddamn sense. How are you going to tell me you're going to live together? You're going to... Basically, just like the fucking part. You can't tell me that you're best friends. Just call it what it is. If anything, call it like friends with benefits. If anything, call it that. But you can't tell me that you guys are best friends. Because I feel like you're destroying the reputation of friends. You don't fuck your friend.
You don't fuck your friend, bro.
At that point, you can't just call it like friendship. And the fact that they live together and they keep on doing it over and over again. Just call it what it is. You guys are engaged as well. Just call it what it is, man. You guys are together in a fucking relationship.
You guys are together. Yeah, literally.
Accepted a move.
Like, we're just moving around the label of relationship now. Yeah. Is that what we're doing?
It seems
we're just
like
moving
that.
Around it?
It seems like that. Because I feel like... I feel like people are afraid of commitment. And this is their way of, like, having something... but not really being committed. You know what I mean? Because people are afraid of like being committed and having that lovey-dovey, you're my boyfriend, you're my girlfriend. They're afraid that that person is going to get up and leave. So I feel like this is a way for them to be together. And like, just in case anything happens, they're not going to feel like too heartbroken.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to like sugarcoat it in a way that they're in a relationship because they're afraid that the next person, like the person might leave them. That's what it seems like to me.
They're just afraid of commitment, but they still want to
be together with somebody.
I'm just so confused because like, I thought it was like an open relationship too.
Yeah, but it's not even that because
he said, I don't like dating women. And she was like, I like dating women regardless. But then they were like, but we're not going to date nobody.
Exactly.
So, I'm just confused. That's all I got to say about that.
I mean, let them, as long as they're not hurting nobody else, like, fucking do whatever the fuck you want to do, you know what I mean?
Do what you need to do.
Do what you need to do at the end of the day. As long as, yeah, you're not hurting nobody else, that's on you.
We don't shame people's relationships. You guys do what you gotta do. I'm just gonna kick you about it a bit.
And that's exactly what it was, a relationship. We're not gonna shame their relationship because no way you're gonna tell me that's a friendship. Because that's not a friendship, bro.
That's not a friendship.
That's not a friend. You can't be clapping cheats with...
I can't be
clapping cheeks like all the time and still be friends. Like, nah, bro.
Get engaged. Live together.
Live together.
Gonna have a ceremony to celebrate their love for one another.
Their friendship for one another.
And they're always gonna be together and not date nobody else. You are married, but that's none of my beanie.
You know, I actually have something that's on the same page as that.
Yeah?
So let's get into that conversation. It goes like this. If you're in a serious relationship, it's a red flag if you or your partner has a best friend of the opposite sex that isn't your partner. It's probably a sign of my age, 56 female, but I just don't understand the people in serious relationships who have a best friend of the opposite sex. I've been married for 34 years, but if my husband at any time had a female best friend other than me, the relationship would have ended. I wouldn't have even married him. As a matter of fact, my husband and I don't even socialize alone with members of the opposite sex. And that isn't because we don't trust each other, but rather because we respect each other. So, what do you think? What do you think about that?
We're getting into this conversation.
We're getting into this conversation.
I didn't know that this was going to be that kind of... I didn't know this was going to be that kind of episode.
I mean, based on what she's saying, yeah, I have one thing to say. Like, if you have been married for like that long, 34 years, and then your husband pulls up like from out of nowhere with a new lady best friend, then you should definitely question it.
Yes.
No way in the fucking world. No way in the fucking world. Like, we've already been married for this long. Why the fuck do you need a best friend of the opposite gender? Like, it's just not making any sense. But on the other hand, I would say this. If it was like they were already friends from the beginning, right? They were already quote-unquote best friends.
Yeah.
And then you came into the picture. Yeah. And then y'all got married. You better fucking respect that friendship. Because they knew each other before you even came into the picture.
Yeah.
And they knew what it was. Like, for them, it was only, like, friendship. You know what I mean?
But
so you can't come in there suspecting.
How long were they together?
They have been married now for 34 years.
But in 34 years, you're not going to make a connection with anybody, like, who's in the opposite gender? Like, as a friend? 34 years, that's a long time.
That's like prison. Why are you keeping yourself away from
the
other
half
human
of
beings?
The population?
Half of the population because you're loyal to one person? What?
That's what I'm saying.
That's wild to me. But I want to say something about that.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can have friends. Like, obviously, you can have friends. But you cannot have, like, a best friend of the opposite sex. And y'all cannot be...
But she said we don't even involve ourselves with the opposite
gender.
Yeah,
they don't socialize. Like, they won't go for lunch with, like, somebody of the opposite gender.
That's
unless they're all doing it together. So if it's, like, a work lunch, maybe, with, like, a member of the opposite sex, like, they wouldn't do that unless their partner is there with them as well. That's wild, bro.
So 52% of the world, you're just not gonna... connect with.
You
just gave up on that.
You just gave up on that.
Because you were only allowed to have contact with one person.
Yeah.
Would you date a girl that has a guy best friend? We're getting into the discussion. You started and now we're going full in. We're going full in. Let's go.
I have dated a girl who had a guy best friend. He used to piss me the fuck off. Yes, you pissed me the fuck off. But I had my reasons to suspect as well.
What happened?
Because he had made a move on her, apparently.
Yeah.
Before I got together with her. And she basically, like, put him in the friend zone. And also, like, I would see the way that they would, like, interact with each other. And I can just tell, like, he's like, still into her.
Like, when you're there, he still interacts with her? Like, he's trying to move to her?
Yeah, like, the way they just, like, joke around, the way they just play with each other, like, I can tell. She thinks it's, like, all friendly and whatever.
Yeah.
But I can tell if that guy had a chance, like, obviously he would try to slide in them panties. So that was the reason why I was, like, a bit. Because they didn't respect my presence when I was there. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't respect the fact, like, they none of, she didn't respect the fact that I was there. He didn't respect the fact. So that made me feel like a little bit off about the whole situation.
What is the sudden movements that made you, like, feel a bit awkward in that situation?
Like, she used to work at, like, a youth group center, right? Mm. And then I would go there to see her. And when I'm there, she would just, like, leave me with other people. And then her, that guy, and, like, some other friends that they had together,
yeah,
they would go somewhere else, and they would just, like, be joking around, laughing really loud. They had, like,
where
these
were
inside
you?
Jokes. And I was sitting there with, like, people that I didn't really know like that. And I was there for her. So shit like that just, like, it didn't sit right with me.
Yeah, that's icky.
So I could date somebody who has, like, a best friend, but at the same time, y'all gotta respect my presence when I'm there. You gotta know that there's boundaries. You cannot be, like, do whatever you want to do, like, when I'm not there. At the same time, don't cross any boundaries. Like, don't be holding hands or whatever. But when I'm there, don't do shit like that.
Who the fuck holds hands with their
friends?
Friends.
So, yeah, I've been there, done that. Would I do it again? Yes, but you gotta respect boundaries, like, when I'm there.
No,
don't
definitely.
Don't be disrespectful.
But that's all. That was on her, to be honest, I would say.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was.
That's kind of fucked up. Because I have a double standard when it comes to this.
So you wouldn't?
I wouldn't date a guy that has a girl best friend.
Right.
I just wouldn't do that.
So basically, if you weren't you, yeah.
Yeah.
And let's say you're somebody else.
Yeah.
And then you met me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I had you, but not you, the other person.
What are you saying to me?
Basically, what I'm saying is, if you didn't know me and I had a girl best friend, you still wouldn't date me. Because I have a girl best friend.
Yeah.
And if you knew that the friendship was, like, exactly the type of friendship that we have, me and you, you still wouldn't trust that guy. Is that what you're trying to say? That's very, like, hypocritical.
I know. That's why I said it's very hypocritical in the beginning. I did say that.
So what are you saying then? You don't believe, like, in a guy and girl friendship? Is that literally what you're saying right now? Because that's literally what we are.
No, half of the times.
Yeah.
I think it's always the woman that sets the boundaries, to be completely honest.
Mm.
So would I date a guy that has a girl best friend? No.
Mm.
Would I date a girl that has a guy best friend? Maybe.
Wait, would you date a girl that has a guy best friend?
Yeah. Yes. But would I date a guy that has a girl best friend?
Yeah.
Probably not. Mm. Probably not.
Really?
I'm not gonna lie.
That's very hypocritical, man.
I know it's hella hypocritical,
yeah.
But I'm just as insecure as the next girl. Like, what do you want me to say? Because most of the times, I know that it's the woman that puts on the boundaries.
Yeah.
I know that. So if, I don't know, man. But for you, it's different because you have always had, like, girls that were your friends.
Yeah.
You clicked more with girls.
Yeah, I've got, like, a lot of cousins, girl cousins that I used to hang out with as well, so.
Yeah, you used to hang out with a lot of girls.
Environment, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But for you, like, no, I know that, so it's, like, it's different. But if I was, like, dating a guy from the beginning, and then he just has bare girlfriends everywhere, just bare of them, it might be a little bit of a red flag.
Yeah. Now, I'm not gonna lie, like, it requires a different type of person to be able to have, like, friendships like that.
Yeah.
It requires, like, a different type of guy. Because, like, most guys, they might be able to have friendships with, like, girls, yeah? But it couldn't be, like, attractive girls. It couldn't be. They couldn't just be friends with an attractive girl. Even the dating show that I'm watching, like, right now, Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah.
So, basically, this is what happened, yeah?
Yeah.
This guy had a girl, right?
Yeah.
And then another girl came into the house. And then he got set up on a date with the other girl. And then the new girl that just came in, he was telling her, like, oh, it's nothing serious with the girl that I have back in the house, blah, blah, blah.
Whoa.
I find you attractive, yada, yada, yada. And then both the girls talked to each other.
Yeah.
And then he got exposed. So both the girls left him for a minute.
Per.
And then when he was having a conversation with his guy friend, the guy friend was telling him, yeah, you messed up. Like, why couldn't you just be friends with her? And he basically what he said is like, how can I be friends with her? Like, look at her. She's so fit. Like, she's so attractive. I could never be friends with, like, with an attractive girl. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, guys could be friends with, like, girls.
Yeah!
if they don't find them that attractive, then it's, like, it's no issue because you're not even tempting me to even begin with.
Yeah.
But it takes, like, a different type of girl. I mean, a different type of guy.
Yeah.
To be able to be friends with, like, a very attractive woman, because the first thing that comes to a guy's mind is, like, shit, I'm trying to tap that.
I'm trying to hit that.
You know what I mean? So if a guy is going to be able to be friends with like a very super attractive girl, right? I feel like one thing is a given is that he needs to have like a lineup of girls that he has. You know what I mean? He needs to have bare girls, right? And he needs to know like where the boundaries are. Like he needs to have girls that he fucks with. And then he needs to have, like, an attractive girl that he knows, like, you can't go there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if you're not getting no pussy, you're not getting anything, obviously, you're going to want to go for the one that's closest to you. And then it's going to be your friend. You know what I mean? So you need to make sure that the guy basically gets girls. So then he might be able to be friends, like, with an attractive girl. But if he's out here, he's not getting nothing, it's going to be very difficult because... He's not gonna be able to control the temptation. And that's how I feel about that.
Then it shouldn't be a problem if he has a wife, like that person. Mm. If he has a wife, and if he has like girlfriends, because then the wife is always gonna be there. But I don't know. Like I'm so hypocritical when it comes to this topic because I know for a fact that I would have a hard time dating somebody seriously if they had a lot of like girls that were their friends.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It depends on what the person shows you. You know what I mean?
That's very true.
It depends on what the person shows you. And obviously when you're in a relationship, like you can't be moving anyhow. So like even if you have like a girl best friend, like even though you know it's like platonic and nothing bad is happening.
Yeah.
You can't be hanging out with them exactly the same way when you're in a relationship. Compared to like when you're single, because like,
yes,
and also you need to make sure that you see each other in a way that
doesn't cross boundaries
exactly. And it's not going to make your partner like suspect anything. If anything, like when you guys are hanging out sometimes, like invite your partner to come over so they can be a part of that, so they can see what you guys are like together.
Yeah, that could definitely work.
Yeah I feel like then that takes away like a lot of the worries that you guys have.
Yeah.
And then when the best friend is in the circle, yeah, like even though when the girlfriend is not there you guys don't do anything, but when the girlfriend is there you should try to be like extra respectful.
Definitely.
Extra careful.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Because you're not... What happens in that moment is that the girlfriend is paying attention to everything. She's listening to like the smallest comments. The most little details. So if you say anything off, like she's going to pick up on that immediately.
Yeah.
You know?
No, definitely. Because like when you were dating people, I always try to, one, keep away. Yeah. One, keep away, and two, like since you're my friend, we are gonna hang out sometimes. But like in the beginning of the relationship, I don't want to hang out with you that much.
Yeah,
because I don't want to make any girl uncomfortable. Because at the end of the day, if he gets a girlfriend, I want her to be also my friend.
Yeah,
because then like she will understand.
But I'm the first friend though, like.
But then it would be cute like if she's like in a circle like you said, like I want her to be my friend as well, like I want to give her good vibes, so
yeah,
like
exactly.
there's no problem caused for you and for me,
yeah,
like for our friendship in general. Yeah. So I try to keep away. Second of all, like when she's around, and basically when he's around too, I just try to be more respectful. Like I don't be like, oh my god, Omar. Like none of the giggly stuff.
Yeah.
Stop all that. Stop the inside jokes.
Yeah.
Just try to be more respectful till that person understands you guys' humor and you guys' relationship more. And then after that, maybe like things can open up more.
Yeah, I feel like the last time like you did that, you actually did it like too much. I'm not gonna lie.
Are you serious?
I think you were being like too respectful to the point where it's like the person can't even get to know you because you were like not being yourself at all. You know what I mean? Because I remember the first time that I hung out with you when I had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like you were almost quiet. You were like basically a mumu.
No way. Were we like in a group or a movie?
Oh.
Were we like in a group?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't in a group. It was when I invited you over to my place. I was there, she was there, and then you were there as well. And we were watching TV. You were like quiet, fam. You were not even saying nothing at all. So you were
yeah. See, yeah. That was like the beginning stages of your relationship.
It was
You were being too careful.
I'm very careful.
I don't want to cross no boundaries. Yeah. I'm not playing with that. Because I already know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
If she feels the way about like our friendship.
Yeah.
Then we're gonna stop hanging out, like literally, totally.
Yeah.
Because there's no ways around it.
Yeah.
There's literally no ways around it.
No, I get that.
So I'm trying to be very careful. But at the end, like, yeah. Not around the end, but like when you guys were together longer, you saw like me and her were cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Me and her were cool afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. True.
Because then, like, she understood like our dynamic.
Yeah, exactly.
A little more. Because then I can, like, be comfortable a little bit more, like, around her and around our friendship too. Because then they get it. But in the beginning, I just wanna be like, hi.
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah. Hi, madame.
You're trying to all make sure stuff. You don't bring like any red flag. Because you also
vibes.
Like you can also understand like where she's coming from. I mean, you can easily put yourself in her shoes.
So fast.
Because that's also like the reason why you don't like want to have a guy who has a girl best friend.
Exactly.
But I feel like if you did have a guy who has a girl best friend, and she was like the same way that you were when I was in a relationship.
Yeah.
I felt like then you would be cool with it. Like
I think I would, yes.
If she was like respectful, like no hugging or like basically not too much body contact,
exactly.
Not too much like jokes, hee hee hee, ha ha.
No. Yeah.
That would become too much too quick. You know what I mean? It doesn't even have to happen like often. It just needs to happen like once or twice.
Yeah.
And then the moment you start suspecting that something might be there, that's it. I feel like if you give the girl a reason to suspect, like just once, that's one time too much. That's it.
Exactly.
Then she's always gonna like suspect something.
Exactly.
So you gotta be on your best behavior, like both of y'all.
Yeah.
And it's not like you're pretending to be on your best behavior, because like even if she wasn't there, nothing would happen.
No,
but just because she's
respect.
There, you gotta be extra respectful.
Yeah.
To what they have.
Because they might not understand the inside jokes.
Yeah.
As
and you don't want to make them
would.
Feel left out either.
Definitely
you don't
not.
Do that.
Yes, exactly. Mm. So like if it was like a girl like me, that's I think the thing is, I don't trust other people's friendship dynamic.
Yeah.
Like I don't trust what everybody just tells me. I need to see it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I haven't seen another dynamic like us.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Like that tries to make it work even like if the other person is in relationship.
Mm.
Like tries to respect their boundaries and stuff like that. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, people don't get that.
No, they don't do that. Like they just So that's why I'm a bit icky about that situation. Because I could just be like, oh no, fuck it. Like I'm just gonna be myself, la 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 la, and just I'm just gonna have fun with my friend and she can just think whatever she wants.
Mm.
But I don't think that's respectful. And I don't think that can have a longevity.
Yeah.
But I feel like people don't care about that much.
Nah, they see that's one thing that I feel like makes our dynamic different as well.
Yeah.
It's like we don't even hug.
No, we
and
both
it's not missed. Like we have anything against hugs or anything like that.
Yeah.
But like you just kind of know like even if you're not into somebody and you guys are just friends, like body contact does things to you, especially when it's like with the opposite sex. So we just like we still have our boundaries. We can hang out, like you slept at my place, I slept at your place.
Yeah.
But there's still always boundaries, and there's never crossing that.
No.
Because when you cross that, you never know what's gonna happen. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, everybody's like human, so you gotta like know where your boundaries are at. And the same way that we are like when we're not in a relationship. Like, we just do the handshakes, like, the bro. It doesn't mean that it's a fake friendship because, like, we're keeping boundaries. Obviously, there's certain things you can't do if you have a girl best friend. You know what I mean? You cannot be doing, like, relationship stuff.
Yeah.
Because that might just fuck everything up.
What do you mean, relationship stuff?
It's like, Just like cute stuff, you know what? Like stuff, basically flirting. You cannot be flirting.
No.
At all.
No.
There can be like a single whim of like one person wanting to be with the other person. That just can't be there. That just fucks everything up.
I wouldn't say that.
What do you mean? Like they can be flirting from.
No, not flirting.
Not even like in the smallest. Not even like you slip and then you flirt accidentally. Like none of that. You know, you know what I mean? Because the other person always knows. Like when you flirt, the other person is always gonna know. Like we don't flirt at all. If anything is like banter, it's like roasting each other and all of that.
Yeah. You know, even if I give you a compliment, that doesn't make it a flirt to
no,
me.
No, that's not flirting.
Yeah.
That's not flirting at all.
So what the hell is flirting?
The eyes, bro. The eyes say a lot. The eyes say a lot, bro. You can give a compliment, yeah. In a non-flirtatious way and in a flirtatious way. It just depends what you do with the eyes and body language and everything.
But like some things I wouldn't do is also like, oh, give you a compliment like that if you're with your girl.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You can't do all the touchy stuff. You can't do the inside jokes. You can't...
Inside jokes, yeah. It depends what it's about. But inside jokes, I can, yeah.
That doesn't involve her in any way, like being like, oh my God, remember like when we did la la la.
But then try to explain to her like what the inside joke is. So she's also like welcome inside, in the inside joke.
Yeah.
So she understands what's happening.
That's facts.
But
yeah,
if y'all just have the inside jokes, hee hee ha ha, you laugh about it, then you move on. Then she's going to feel like, I didn't really get what you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
But if you're like trying to involve her in the inside joke, then that's just fine, if you ask me.
It is a lot of work.
It is. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a lot of work. If you already have it, like...
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Natural to you, if that's the way that the friendship already is like,
then it wouldn't be a problem. It wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. But if you guys like already didn't have like no boundaries before you got into a relationship, and then now you have to switch everything up, then it's gonna be very messy. Because you're not going to be able to, like, fake it.
Or be respectful, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Because our friendship right now is very respectful, as it is.
Yeah.
Like, we can talk about, like, disgusting shit and weird shit and everything. But it's still, like, we have our boundaries, and it's also, it's very bro.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
It's too bro for anybody to feel uncomfortable, I feel like. But people I've dated, I have definitely like have had some worries.
Yeah. I mean, your ex had worries, right?
Yeah. Not worries, but like questions, I guess. Be like, oh, what's up with you and this? And you can be like a cock block.
Really?
Yeah, you could be such a cock block.
How? How am I a cock block in a relationship?
Not in a relationship, but like on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. we need to talk about that.
We need to talk about that.
We're always cock blocking each other.
On the daily.
All the freaking time, bro.
And now us having this podcast either is not helping the situation.
We're just making it worse. I feel like now I'm going to die single because nobody wants to be with me. Because everybody's like, I already got a girl. I'm like single. Chat to me.
Fact. Yeah, yeah. But like, even when we used to do like collabs on my channel, there was one guy from our school when I went to middle school. And by the way, I was a loser as my middle school. Like, we have already talked about the situations and stuff. So I didn't even know like they knew my name. All these popular boys.
Yeah.
So one of them caught me in a bus one day. He was drunk, so he came up to talk to me. They never talked to me otherwise. So he was drunk. He came and sat right next to me, and he was like, started flirting. And then I'm like, yeah. And he's just flirting, and I'm like taking it all in. So then he says, so what's up with you and that guy? I'm like, what guy? He was like, what's up with you and that guy? I'm like, what guy? He was like, oh, the guy in your YouTube videos. I'm like, Omar? He's like, yeah. I'm like, what's up with him? And then he's like, well, you're attractive. This is exactly what he said. He said, well, you're attractive. He's attractive. What's going on there? Quote unquote. That was literally what he said.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're just friends.
Yeah.
He's like, huh? You guys are just friends? And I'm like, yeah, we're just friends. He's
people
like,
can't comprehend that.
They don't get him.
I get girls, bro.
You get girls, and I also don't think that we're each other's type.
That too. Just because you're attractive doesn't mean that you guys are into each other. Trust me.
But the cock block?
Yeah.
The cock block is uncountable. I can never go in a club. I wish like you were a girl one day, or like I was like a guy. Because yeah. Then like we can go clubbing together. Because yeah. I cannot go clubbing with you right now.
No.
It's the most annoying thing ever.
It's dead.
I hate it.
Every time we go clubbing together, I go back home by myself.
True?
Always, bro.
Okay, so
now I try to avoid you like completely. If I see that you're over there, I'm like, oh, I'm over there. I'm trying not to be in the same
circle.
I'm not trying to be in the same area as you, because like the moment I'm there, it's like everything is fucked.
No, it's definitely a cock block, and I'm mad about it because I think two of my crushes already think that some shit's going down. So I mean,
the podcast definitely is making it worse. If you got them on social media, then it's like immediately they're gonna think.
But then if they listen to the podcast, then they will understand. Like,
yeah,
it's just banter. But if they don't listen to it, and if they're just like, oh, then it's like, yeah. They're married. They literally just married.
No, it's dead. Cause I remember like this one time, like this girl, a girl that I just started dating, thought that like we had something going on, like me and you, and I was in a relationship with her. That would obviously mean that I'm cheating on her. And it's actually mad, because I think I don't really know like how she got to know about you. I think she just saw, like, I think you had uploaded a picture, or like I had uploaded a picture on Insta, or I think I was showing her your, like, the YouTube video that we did together, right?
Uh-huh.
On your own channel.
Yeah.
That was a video that I showed her. And then I was trying to show her the video like entertainment, because I thought like it was fucking hilarious, right?
Yeah.
And the moment I played the video, at first she was like excited to see it. But like the moment I put on the video, then we started watching, I could already sense that she had detached and she was already in her mind about all the questions that she wants to ask me. She's already calculating, bro. She's already calculating.
She's putting the words together in a cardboard and something. That's what's going on.
I swear. It was exactly like that. Because like the moment I turned it off, it was like silent. And I was already waiting for the question. Like I could already sense that she was already jealous about the whole situation. I was just waiting for the question. And she was like,
who the fuck is that?
Like, what's up? Like, you guys are only friends? I was like, yeah, we're just friends. Like, why are you even... I hate when people ask me that question. Because then you make me question myself, like, why are we friends? You know what I mean? Like, just take it as it is. Just take it as it is. Yeah, we're friends. We're friends. Don't even question me. Because for me, that's a given. Like, we're friends.
But you know what I mean? But they have the right to question shit sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I get that. She asked me, like, yeah. I was like, look, we're just friends. She was like, she's very attractive. I was like, so what? You know what I mean? Like, we're friends. We're friends. Like, accept it. And let's move on. And I think I did my best job, like, trying to convince her, like, she doesn't need to worry about it. Mm. But it still lingered. It was always in the air somewhere. It still lingered, you know? But I hope, like, the next person that I, you know, end up getting together with, like, knows, like, this is what's up. And obviously, they're going to know because I'm going to let them know from the beginning. You know what I mean?
From the
beginning. Like, from the beginning stages, you're going to know, like, I have a girl, like, best friend. I have a guy best friend as well, but I don't feel like that's noteworthy. I don't need to tell her that. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to need to tell her, look, I have a girl best friend, so we don't get into a serious relationship. And then from out of nowhere, then I introduce you to her because then it's going to be awkward. So I'm going to let her know from like the get-go. Like,
yeah,
this is what's up. So if you can't deal with it from the beginning, then I guess the relationship is just not going to work.
It's actually a very messy one because it's... Yeah, it's cock block and coochie block the whole way. Just the whole way around.
Yeah, we went all the way to Gothenburg, man.
Didn't talk to one other person. Not one. Okay, you did talk one person. But I was in the bathroom, so she didn't see me.
I mean, the girl that approached me. I mean, yeah, but still, man, all the way to Gothenburg. And we went to, like, clubs. We went to, like, different places.
Different clubs.
And everywhere that we... And, you know, we went to, like... Grönalund first. Was it Grönalund?
No.
What was it? What was the name of
Lisa Berry?
Lisa Berry. We went to Lisa Berry and there was like this girl there. All right.
She was standing in front of us.
She was standing right. Yeah, yeah. They were like in a group and they were standing in front of us. Yeah. In the line when we're getting into the ride, like it was like eye contact, like the whole thing. We were staring at each other. And then we went out at night and then she was there as well.
Boom. No way.
I swear to God. She was there. And then the moment they walked in, I saw them, they saw me. Like, we recognize each other. And then there you come from the bathroom.
You're like, go back. Go back.
There you come from the bathroom. Like, immediately they saw that. And it was like, ah, fuck. I feel like she would have approached me at one point during the night if she knew that I was not together with you. Like, something would have happened. But we out here cock-blocking each other, man, on a regular fucking basis.
Low-key, I feel like it's disrespectful.
To what? To who? Disrespectful to who?
I felt unsafe. That's what I felt.
How do you mean?
Because if you were actually my guy, but we were not like holding hands, all that stuff or anything.
Yeah.
But if you were actually my guy, then I'm not safe out here. Because girls in a line can't even keep their pants on. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, because you didn't clock, like, any of it.
I didn't. I mean, obviously, if it was my if he was my partner, maybe I would notice things more.
Yeah.
But I don't have my guards up.
Yeah.
I'm here with my friend.
Yeah.
I don't have my guards up at all.
Yeah.
But if I was there with a partner, and then if a lady in front of us is literally just flirting with him, and I wouldn't notice, I don't feel safe.
It happens so quick. It happens so quick. Like, eye contact, you can't stop that. You gotta be on your watch, like, the whole time. Because I know for a fact, like, we was looking at each other.
Why didn't you approach her then?
I'm not really the approach type of person.
You want to get approached? Your princess?
Oh no, I'm not really the approach type of person. And plus, she was, like, with her friends as well. I can't do that.
She gave you bare eye contact. That's what you said on the last podcast. You only need eye contact.
You gotta put it on a plate. You gotta put it on a plate.
You gotta serve herself?
You gotta, something like that. You gotta put it on a plate. Otherwise, it's difficult for me to like come and approach.
When we were in Gothenburg, like when we were at the clubs, I was keeping a little distance for Jesus, for the Holy Ghost. So like people understand, just to get it a bit. Like understand that as... Not like that, but it's impossible.
You know what we should do next time, yeah?
We need to go with the group.
Yes. I was going to think of something worse. I was going to say the moment we walk in, I go to the other part of the room and you just do whatever you want to do. But
I
then,
can't do that.
I know.
I can't do that.
I know.
I need friends, okay? I need friends around.
I go out by myself nowadays.
I know you do.
Yeah. I just go and chill in a corner. For me, that's really not a problem. Like, cause also, I think that's also because, like, I know this is my city. Like, I always meet somebody that I know. Mm-hmm. I meet at least 10 people that I know. It's a very, like, everybody knows each other. And also, I'm a bit social. So I know for a fact I'm going to meet somebody.
That's
so
anxiety.
That's why I don't worry. That's why I just go there. Like, obviously, I'm going to meet somebody that I know. So it's calm.
I'm introverted as hell. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's different if a girl goes there alone. I feel like it's different if anybody goes there alone. So, like, but.
Yeah.
A girl cannot be going there alone. I can't go there alone.
I mean, of course,
I have
could,
to be
bro.
In a different country for me to be able to do that.
Of course, you could go. You know how I think. You know what's my thought process behind that? Like, people don't know this shit. Like, everybody's thinking about themselves all the time.
Yeah,
like,
they're in their own head.
I don't think anybody notices like that. I go there by myself. Like, everybody's up in their ass at the end of the day. So like,
yeah, they are.
Just go and
it's
have fun.
It's just your own anxiety. It is, but I like to have people to dance with because when I'm in the club, I'm there to dance.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I'm there for.
But you are gonna find people to dance with eventually.
Not really. This happened to me one time.
Yeah,
I found a group of girls that I was just dancing and they came to me. There was one specific girl that was like wanting to dance with me and we were just dancing and grinding and thing like that. And then her best friend came to her ear. I was not giving her that much attention. I didn't know that was a problem since we were all just girls.
Yeah.
So it was three of them and me. And then this one girl that I wasn't paying attention to a lot, she goes to the girl that I was paying attention to ears and tells her, Tom something, I don't know, and then just drags her away from me. And then all of them left. And then I was just there alone.
Wow, that sounds like a high school type of scene.
It kind of is like that, though.
So
in
childish.
The club. Yeah.
How old were they, 18?
No, they were older.
Older.
Probably older than me to begin with.
How are you going to behave like that, big woman?
No, I just don't get it. Because it happened a few times when the girl saw me again. And then she was like approaching me. Her friend dragged her away like I'm some fucking pedophile.
Wow.
She dragged her away.
Wow. So childish. So the actual girl didn't have like any problems with you. It was her friend that was up in her feelings.
Her friend.
It's always that friend, man. It's always that friend. Because I know sometimes like I'm dancing with somebody at the club, yeah?
Yeah.
Like it's going good. Then her friend comes and pulls her away. I'm like, bro. There's always that one friend. It's like she's safe. Like there's nothing wrong with her. She's not too drunk. Like, why are you doing this? Why is there always that one friend that cock blocks?
I don't know why girls do that.
Why?
It's so annoying. Like she chose to be there. It's her choice.
So fucking annoying, bro.
I feel like they're just mad that they're not the ones in that situation.
Yeah, they have a lot of free energy.
Because
nobody's chatting to them. Yes.
Babes, go chat to someone.
If they were chatting with somebody, trust me, they wouldn't.
They wouldn't be an issue.
The next time I'm dancing with somebody and then their friend comes and tries to pull them away, I'm gonna smack their hand like, watch yourself, go.
Well, you can't do that. It never happened to me before, but it happened to me that night. Yeah. But I was not even flirting with a girl.
Yeah.
We were just dancing.
Yeah.
And I was focusing on this girl because she could dance. Because the other one was just standing there. Yeah. And I felt her eyes staring at me the whole time. And then, like, I was not paying her any attention. And now you're mad? Why?
Pissed.
I bet you guys go through that a lot.
Yeah, all the time. That happens at least one time every time I go out. Always.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I
it's
know,
so
like,
annoying,
girls
bro.
Say...
I think that's happened once and you were there as well.
No way.
Yeah, you were there. Yeah. I was dancing with the girl. Like, she was the one approaching me. We were dancing, and then her
literally
friend
came. She approached you when you got away. In. He didn't even have time to put his coat.
Nothing.
She approached him. I'm an eyewitness.
Hey, bro.
And then her friend cock-blocked.
Yeah, cock-blocked for real.
Why are we like
this? Why are you guys... The moment the coat comes off, I'm already in action. And then that friend needs to come in and mess everything up for a brother.
Yeah.
I swear, next time that happens, I don't know. Because now that we've talked about it, I know that it's a common thing. Next time that shit happens, I'm not going to let it slide, bro.
What are you going to do? You can't do anything. But I hate, like, some girl friendships that do that. Because it's like... They pretend like they're protecting you.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
They pretend like they're protecting you. And then, especially when you were younger, this shit used to happen a lot. Because then you'd be like, oh, you don't want to backstab your girlfriends because you don't want to fight over a guy. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the kind of vibe that they put out there.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, they would just drag you away and be like, yeah, girl, come dance with us. This guy, oh my God, he's such a weirdo. And you're like, I don't find him weird at all.
That's the thing. You should be able to read how your girlfriend is feeling. If she's showing signs of, like, discomfort,
yeah,
then you can
which
do that.
Which is very visible.
Yes, very visible.
Very
like,
visible.
You can tell when somebody's uncomfortable.
Yes.
But if you see that they're having a good time, which the girls that were with me were,
yeah,
then why would you
why
come
you
and
ruin it?
That? Why are you ruining it, man?
Why you ruining it?
Why? No, I just feel like they're haters. They're just... jealous that somebody else is having a good time. It's like, because now I feel rejected, but not even by the person. I feel rejected by the friend.
And the girl can never look at you again. She cannot come back to you again because her friends are going to judge her.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Like, she doesn't have to see you again, but she needs to see her friends again.
Exactly. Because then it feels like I'm good enough for you,
but
like,
not
I'm not
friend.
Good enough for your friend. That's what it seems like.
Yeah. A lot of nights end like that.
Yeah.
Now we're both miserable. Now we're both miserable. You and me, my friend.
Oh, shit.
Why you do this to us?
For real.
No, I kind of hate those moments. But sometimes it's like, if that's the only girlfriend that I'm with, and then we went out clubbing, and then she's all up on one guy the whole entire time. Awkward. Awkward.
But you wouldn't pull her away because she's like with one guy the whole night.
No,
you
I'll probably
do that.
No, if she's like totally, totally onto him, like she's... I feel like she's trying to go home with him.
Yeah.
And like not even pay me any attention. I'll probably just go home.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what
exactly,
I would do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If he doesn't seem like dangerous or any type of way. I'd be
and
like, babe, I'm going home,
drunk.
Just let me know. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I won't pull you away because, bitch, you need to save my night? No.
No. That's whack.
No.
That's hater vibes.
That could probably be like her future husband. Why are we talking like blocking her blessings?
Yeah. All right. So I got a little confession for us. A little cheeky one.
A little cheeky
confession. It says, I am a foot and a half taller than my wife. So when I take a shower, I make sure to set the shower head as high as possible. Then when she gets in and she can reach it to lower it, and she has to call me in, so I get to see her naked. She has yet to realize that setting is too high even for me. Not that I can't see her naked pretty much anytime, but still, it's the little things.
It's the little things.
It's the little things.
I thought you guys I thought men like got like used to their wife's body so that they won't be wanting to see it anymore.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I thought that's how you guys operate.
What do you mean?
Like, if your wife and you were together for like 10 years over, I thought like men would be like, oh no, but that's the regular body. Like, I don't want to see it. Like, they won't even flinch. Yeah.
You know, there's actually research on that. That, like, when men have been together with one partner for a long time, like, their dopamine levels, dopamine is like the drug that makes you want, it doesn't spike as high, like, the longer you guys have been together. But when men go from, like, partner to partner, then their dopamine levels like spike every time they're about to be with somebody new because of the novelty. So that is actually a thing. You actually have a point.
No, I don't have a point. I was trying to say like it was the opposite. Why you gotta ruin shit for me? Why you gotta ruin shit for me? It was a Reddit post of like somebody's asking, do you guys get used to your woman's body or do you get even excited for it anymore? And there were a lot of guys saying like, no, I still want to see it. I have seen her a millions of times, but I still want to see it. La 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 la. But now you ruined it for me. So thank you. Thank you for that. Wow.
I mean, you still want to see it, obviously. And women are hot. Like, obviously, we still want to see it, yeah? But what I'm saying is, like, it's not as exciting as the first time. Like, it's just not as exciting. And that's science. That's not me. I'm not saying that it doesn't get exciting when I've been with somebody for, like, a longer time. That's just science, like, telling you what it is. Like, the longer you guys have been together, like, your neurons, like, your chemicals in your brain doesn't fire as much as like when you have been together with a partner for a long time. But if you're like a man that's having like different partners here and there, like the novelty is like higher, like
each time.
So you get like, you get more excited for it.
That's so annoying. You ruined my whole day.
I mean, that's the reason why like you're not supposed to be in a monogamous, you know, relationship for like a long time, because like it's gotta be some novelty.
You're talking so much shit. He's so like a relationship type of guy. Watch him be in a relationship after 2 days. Nonsense. He talks so much shit. Okay, we got a Reddit confession.
Oh, cool.
Me, female 20, boyfriend male 24, cheated on me 3 years ago. Now, for whatever reason, when I figured out he cheated, I moved in with him. 3 years later, we are in love and have 2 boys together. Everything feels great. We rarely argue, yet I have time when I feel a great deal of pain from when he cheated on me. It hits in waves, and I feel as if I am bleeding out for all to see. I doubt he ever notices every time it hits. I want to scream and kick. Don't you see how you're paining me? I wish to bring up my hurt to him, but I don't want to cause a fight or make him feel guilty. Advice.
See, you already messed up when you decided to continue the relationship and have kids with him. After you know that he cheated on you. I'm not saying that you should have just like ended, but you should have confronted it, because it doesn't seem like she did that. So yeah, I mean, she should have confronted that, worked over those feelings at first, and then decided to have kids and move in with him. Because the fact that she didn't do that when it was like new and fresh, now she's holding on to resentment. The guy's probably even forgot about that. So that's why I like when something happens, if you're feeling a certain way about something, talk to me about it then and there. Don't hold it for like longer, because the longer you hold it, the more it's going to build up, the more resentment you're going to have towards the person. Talk about it then and there, and then figure out what the next step is going to be. Holding it in is just going to make things worse.
Yeah, but she's already in this predicament right now. Mm. So what does she do now?
What does she do now? I mean, to be honest, I honestly have no clue, because I'm just imagining like from the perspective of a guy. Like 3 years after I cheated on you,
3 years after,
you didn't talk about it, and now you're gonna come talk to me about it now. I felt like it's already like, just move on, innit? That's the attitude that I would have. I'd be like, are you serious? Like, why didn't we talk about it then? I wouldn't be able to take it seriously, even though I know it's hurting her, but I would just feel like, I thought you already worked over it. You know what I mean? So I genuinely don't know like what advice I could give.
There was another Reddit post that was also saying like, oh, she was married to her husband. Mm. Her husband cheated, and then she went into a deep depression for like 2 years, something crazy. So she did not have the strength like to confront him during those times. Mm. But then after the 2 years, she left him.
Mm.
And then people, like their families and stuff like that, were very confused, because how come you stayed there for 2 years and you're bringing like the cheating and everything, the infidelity right now and leaving because of that? Mm. I feel like, yes, obviously the obvious advice is like, oh yeah, you should have done that before, la la la. But I guess we all make mistakes. I feel like she could still leave, because I feel like any day more wasted is still gonna be every day wasted. The next day was also wasted.
Mm.
You get what I mean? With you not being unhappy.
Mm.
I don't think you should hold that against yourself of being like, oh, I excused this for so long, so I should excuse it for more. That's not how that works.
I think it's going to be even difficult to do that. But the source of the hurt for her is coming from the fact that she hasn't heard him apologize. like she hasn't felt like any remorse from him because she wants him to know the pain that she was put through.
I mean, so, we don't know like what he has said in anything like to bring her back to him.
Yeah.
He probably apologized, I'm guessing, because they all do.
Did they talk about it?
When? Yeah.
Uh-huh, okay.
No, she didn't say anything about like, oh, they didn't talk about it or anything like that. Now, for whatever reason, when I figured out he cheated, I moved in with him. Yeah. That's all she said.
When she figured out, I don't think they really talked about it. I think she just like brushed it onto the carpet and then they moved in and then boom, boom, had kids.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah. And even if they did talk about it and now she's feeling that way, I don't feel like he is the one to blame. Because I feel like I hate the people that want to make you apologize all the time. Like the people that want to keep on playing victim all the time. I hate that so much. Like if I did wrong you at one point and then we talk about it and then you decide to forgive me, do not be bringing that up every time we get into an argument.
I don't think you can forgive anything like that. To be completely honest, I don't think you can fully recover and be as you were before the infidelity.
If you can't forgive it, don't claim to forgive me and then always hold it onto me.
Held it against you.
Whenever I have an issue with you and I'm bringing it up, you're always going to bring up all the time that I cheated on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like always like manipulating the whole situation. So if you're like that type of person, if you feel like you're always going to need like reassurance, like all the time, constantly, then the best thing you can do, go somewhere else and have a fresh start.
That's what I would say. I think she should give a break up with him, start a new life, like go find somebody that's not going to cheat on you. Because at the end of the day, you're going to always resent him for that. And now it's like 3 years, but then the next year is going to be 4 years. And you're going to be like, oh, now it has gone 4 years. Now I can't leave. Mm. It's going to be like, oh, 4-5 years. Oh, it has gone 5 years. Now I can't leave. I feel like whenever you feel like, oh, I'm in pain and this person caused me a lot of pain and it hurts, there's not coming back from that.
Yeah.
Especially if you have already waited 3 years and the feelings have not still gone away. I would say skedaddle.
Yeah, see, that's a concept that's very wild to me. People that stay together with somebody just because they have been together for a long time. That's a very wild concept to me.
A lot of people do it.
A lot of people do it, you know, because we've been together for a long time. I mean, if there's kids, like, involved in the picture, then to a certain extent, like, I know it's not as easy to just get up and leave.
They have two kids, yeah.
If there's, like, no kids involved and y'all have been together for, like, time, and then you don't want to break up with them because you feel like you've invested so much time, I mean, 40 years is a whole lot longer than 4 years. Like, people are not thinking about the long run. If you guys have been together for 5 years, it seems like a long-ass time.
Yeah.
But if you don't end it, that's going to keep on happening until one of you dies. That could be, like, 25 years, 30 years.
Exactly.
Are you going to be in 30 years of a bad relationship because of 5 years that you invested in the beginning? You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, you have invested, like, 5 years, okay? But still, think about like all the time that you have to spend on this earth. Would you rather spend it on that or would you rather go somewhere else and build something new? You know
facts.
What I mean? So I think, for me, that's a very wild concept because I know for a fact, like maybe emotional immaturity or whatever. But if I get to a point where it's like, I feel like I've done everything that I could do in the situation. Like I know we have been together for a long time. But if I'm not feeling happy in that situation and I'm putting in the work, it's not working, I'm going to just leave. Like, no matter how much time I have invested, even if I'm, like, in my 90s, okay? And I'm going to die. And I'm going to die in 2 years. If I'm not feeling happy, then it's like...
There was this 90-something-year-old that left her husband because she found out, like, when they were younger, he cheated on her.
Yeah, I'm going to bring that.
Divorced him for that.
I'm going to look for that. For that,
for that story?
For that story. And we can talk about that.
Yeah.
I've seen that one before. That you know what? We'll just save it for another time. We'll just save it for another time. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode, episode 18.
We're probably going to have an episode 2 about this conversation because there's a lot we haven't unlocked.
There's a lot we haven't unpacked yet.
Yeah.
But anyways, I just want to remind you guys, if you haven't liked or subscribed or left a comment, please do that. Subscribe on our YouTube channel. Comment. Say how you feel. Tell us how you feel. We want to know how you feel. Keep the support coming. We really appreciate all of it.
See you guys next week.
We'll see you guys in the next video. Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.